Tonight we're going to be talking about the first fruits for Aviv of 5781. We're currently at the end of a yearly cycle. Remember, the Bible talks about all kinds of cycles. In God's order of time, outlined from the book of Genesis, the day always begins at sunset. That means everything in our life, according to God, is increasing and getting brighter. But the world's perspective is, I start in the morning and I'm worn out at the end. But that's not God's perspective. God's perspective is, it gets brighter and brighter and brighter till the full day. We are not aging and slowing down, we're maturing and getting closer to glory. See the difference between the world's mindset and Father's mindset. So tonight at sunset, we begin a new cycle, a new day, but we also begin a new cycle in the biblical order. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 5, God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning one day. He does that seven times. He never says he started with light and went to darkness. He always says he started with darkness and moved into the light. And so that's the mindset we should have as his sons and daughters, that we're moving into fuller expression of his radiant glory. As an aside, well, the first time we see the cycles of God in the Bible go from days to weeks to months. We're celebrating a month celebration. And then he celebrates something called feasts. Today, Saturday, has been the last day in the biblical cycle of time known as the cycle of God's appointed times, or the cycle of feasts. So this day was an ending. It's actually the ending of a year cycle of celebration. It's another reason why we're going to worship our way, party our way with God into the new cycle. The first time the word for appointed time is found in the Bible is in reference to the lineage of Christ through Abraham. In Genesis 18:14, the Lord asked Abraham, "Is anything too difficult for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you at this time next year, and Sarah will have a son." And we know when you study the lineage of Jesus, you find that it all comes back through Abraham. The Hebrew word that's used here in Genesis 18:14 and translated as appointed time is the Hebrew word moed, M-O-E-D. Moed means an appointment. How many of you would like to have an appointment with the Most High God? That's what the cross is all about. He set an appointment for us if we will meet him there. It also means a fixed time or season, specifically a festival or feast. So what we call the feast, God said these are appointed times. We'll get into that a little more in a couple of weeks. At sunset this evening, we will begin the Hebrew month of Aviv 5781, which means this is the beginning of the first month of the Hebrew religious calendar. How many of you keep two calendars? God has one calendar, but he has different dates on it. We're going to only talk about one of them tonight. In 5781, the year of Pei began at Rosh Hashanah last September. So the year begins where they have always begun in Father's time. So if you look back before the flood and you look at the dates and the months that Father talks about, they're all referenced to when the Feast of Trumpets is. They're not referenced to the Exodus from Egypt. Remember, in Hebrew, Aleph is the number one. We're in the year of Pei Aleph, 81. 5781, it's especially important because Aviv is the first month in that religious cycle. So what we're going to talk about tonight becomes even more important from how we move forward for the rest of this year. At sunset tonight, we'll be beginning the first month in this new cycle of appointed times with the Lord. In early biblical times, this month, which was known as Aviv, and now in Israel, Aviv is the word that's used for springtime. We had a foretaste of that the last couple days. But since the time of Babylonian captivity, the name Nisan has been used for this month. I prefer the original name myself. You'll see why in a few minutes. Although the number of the Hebrew year began from the Feast of Trumpets last fall, the months of the Hebrew calendar begin with this date every year in early spring. Aviv 1, or Nisan 1, every year begins the cycle of God's appointed times. The Hebraic year begins exactly 14 days before the beginning of Passover. Remember, in Scripture, all 14 speak of deliverance. In the intercession time before the service tonight, Pastor Ron started singing about setting people free and about the freedom of the Lord. So it was a divine setup for where we're moving into this month. Moving into Aviv signals a time of spring cleaning for the Israelis. Many are already cleansing their house, getting ready, cleaning things out, making sure there's no leaven in their house, there's no sin. They're washing, they're repairing, they're painting, and they're getting rid of the old and they're replacing it with the new. I'm looking at some of the women like, when are the guys going to do that? In 2021, the month of Aviv will continue till sundown on Monday, April 12th. So what begins tonight at sundown continues until Monday, April 12th. Aviv is a time in which your confession should grab the wind and change your atmosphere. Your testimony, your confession, becomes critically important for how you move forward, not only this month, but this year. Your words are breath and wind with a purpose. Otherwise, why would Jesus tell us you're going to be held accountable for every word you spoke? Your words are breath and wind with a purpose. So remember, in this pay decade, your heart aligned with Father should cause your words to change the atmosphere of the earth to be more like heaven. There was a powerful demonstration of that last evening at the regional prayer meeting over in Brockport. Powerful release of prayers that changed the atmosphere. Aviv is the month you enter into the roar of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. That's one of the reasons why we're doing worship afterwards, so we can practice what we preach. The roar of the Lion of Judah will be released this month, and we are to let his roar to be released through us, not just in the house, but everywhere Father calls you to go. And your roar doesn't have to be at the top of your lungs. It can be the passion of his heart for the person he brings across your path, and you just speak what Holy Spirit gives you, and that becomes a roar in the ears of the enemy. As you move in the apostolic sound that's released from heaven this month, things which did not move out of the way in the last season will begin to move out of the way this month. How many of you still have some blockages on your path? Any of you that got infirmity have a blockage on your path? Anything that is denying the abundant life Jesus came to give us is something you have the authority to speak to and see it begin to move out of the way. It has to move. Aviv is the Judah month. This is the month that's aligned with the tribe of Judah. Throughout Scripture, we see Judah was to go first. In Genesis chapter 49, verses 8 through 12, we see Jacob blessing his fourth son, Judah. He said, Judah, your brothers shall praise you. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's son shall bow down to you. Judah is a lion's whelp from the prey. My son, you have gone up. He crouches, he lies down as a lion, and as a lion, who dares rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him who shall be the obedience of the peoples. He ties his foal to the vine, and his donkey's colt to the choice vine. He washes his garments in wine and his robes in blood of grapes. His eyes are dull from wine and his teeth white as milk. Fathers and mothers, hear the Lord this month and speak prophetically over your sons and daughters. Speak their destiny over them. You'll see throughout Scripture every word that was spoken over Judah has been and is being fulfilled. When God was established in Israel in his holy array in the wilderness, he placed Judah first. We see this in Numbers chapter 2, verses 3 and 9. Now those who camp on the east side toward the sunrise shall be of the standard of the camp of Judah. By their armies and the leader of the sons of Judah, Nashon, the son of Amminadab, the total of the numbered men of the camp of Judah, 186,400 by their armies, they shall set out first. Father has an order for everything. In this first month, that order is Judah goes first. From Numbers chapter 2, verses 4 through 8, we know that the tribes of Zebulun and Issachar were the other two tribes in this eastern guard, and they were in the camp of Judah, which set out first and marched through the wilderness for 40 years. Every time they set out, Judah went first, followed by Zebulun and Issachar. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, we see the account of the second of the three times David was anointed as king. You know, sometimes Father's not in a hurry like we are. So David was anointed as a boy, he was anointed over Israel, and then he was anointed over all of the tribe of Judah and Israel. That second anointing moved David closer to the fulfillment of the prophecy that Jacob released over him in Genesis 49. It reads, "Then it came about afterward, David inquired of the Lord and said, 'Shall I go up to one of the cities of Judah?' And the Lord said to him, 'Go up.' And David said, 'Where shall I go?' And he said, 'To Hebron.'" Now, as an aside, Hebron means friend with God. It's a place of friendship. Where did God tell David to go first? The place of friendship. You know, you cannot war if you're not walking in friendship with the one who created you, redeemed you, and is sanctifying you. So to continue, it said, David went up there with his two wives also, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail the widow of Nabal the Carmelite. And David brought up his men who were with him, each with his household, and they lived in the cities of Hebron. Then the men of Judah came there and anointed David king over the house of Judah. The most significant, history-changing, what I call Judah goes first event comes through a daughter of the tribe of Judah. Her name was Mary. In Luke 1, verses 26 through 38, Mary said yes to God, and Yeshua was conceived in her womb by the Holy Spirit. That was the most significant Judah goes first moment in all history, because if it didn't happen, you and I would not be here tonight. There would be no cross. There would be no ecclesia. Don't limit God and who he desires to use this month. This is a year that we will see apostolic mothering go to a whole new level. All of us, guys, need apostolic mothers. All of us, guys and gals, need apostolic fathers. In the month of Aviv, we need to know God has an order for your victory. You know, it's not just like playing the lotto, maybe I'll get the right numbers. God has the order, and when we come into His order, our victory is sure. You don't have to understand it. You just have to agree with God and say, "You are setting a new order for my victory." Let's practice that. Can you believe God has an order for your victory? Then tell Him, "You are setting a new order for my victory." That's what this month is all about. God setting that new order so we can enter into the victory Jesus has already won. Too many of us want to do it our way. I told my kids when they were little, we have to do it Yahweh. Judah means celebrated. That's the literal translation of his name. It means celebrated. It means to revere or to worship with extended hands. Why do we lift our hands in worship? Because we're praising the one who is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and his name means to worship with extended hands. Many people fail to see Judah was an apostolic leader who knew how to use sound to advance. It was not just about singing. It was about releasing that apostolic sound so everyone, not just David, not just the tribe of Judah, all of Israel could enter into what Father was doing. This is the month that we need to learn to move into that apostolic sound, sometimes out of what is released out of our own mouths. In the month of Aviv, praise will take preeminence if you release it from your mouth. I don't want to see a show of hands, but how many of us wait till Saturday night before we start to praise? I was so blessed last night, we don't even know who the woman was. But in the prayer meetings, there was a woman who was just like David. She had a prayer on her heart, and she came up and started singing it, just like a psalm. And afterward, I wanted to find her and just encourage her in her gift. None of the leaders knew who she was or where she came from. Allow the Lord to use your voice in the strangest of places. You know what the strange place is? Where He sends you every day. I'm peculiar, so every place I go must be strange. Judah knew how to use sound. Therefore, in the month of Aviv, the enemy will do anything to stop your sound from coming forth. It was last year in this month that the enemy had us cover our faces. That didn't stop many of us from releasing our sound. Whatever Goliath is on your path, learn from David. If you want to know how to fall Goliath, learn from David. Your praise and God's testimony is the weapon already present within you to knock Goliath out. So that you have a scriptural reference for that. 1 Samuel 17, verses 45 through 47 reads, "Then David said to the Philistine, 'You come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. This day the Lord will deliver you up into my hands, and I will strike you down and remove your head from you. And I will give the dead bodies of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth. So all the earth may know there is a God in Israel, and so all this assembly may know the Lord does not deliver by sword or by spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hands.'" I believe at the point of time in which David released his testimony and the declaration of the Lord, the battle was over. I believe that sound caused Goliath to look, and it caused his armor bearer to look. And it says right after that, David picked up his sling. And you know, a sling made a sound sort of like whoosh, whoosh. And all of a sudden, the armor bearer dropped Goliath's shield because David's testimony caused him to look, and the stone hit the mark. And we know that it was Goliath's own sword that actually did him in. But it was David's testimony coupled with the declarations of heaven, the apostolic sound of your voice that will defeat the giants on your path this month and as we move forward. In the month of Aviv, it's important to remember Judah plows and works while he praises. The Lord is slowly sanctifying my speech. He's doing it quick, but it's taken 40 plus years in my time. I have a lot of four-letter words I like. One of my favorites is the word abad. It's a Hebrew word, A-B-A-D. It has two main meanings, both which imply action on our part. It means to work and to worship. To work and to worship, abad. Judah knew how to abad. They knew how to worship the Lord while they were moving forward in the natural realm. It wasn't a Friday night to Saturday Shabbat thing for them. It was a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week, we're going to worship the Lord while we work. I believe that's how Nehemiah and all of the small crew with him could rebuild the entire wall around Jerusalem in 52 days because they worshiped and they worked. I remember a time about 34 years ago when I had so much to do and the Lord said, I want you to spend extra time worshiping me today. It was a Saturday, the only day of the week at the time that I had any time to try and take care of our farmyard. And my equipment always wore out. I mean, it got tired going up the hill. And I would always have to start over. So I spent 5 hours worshiping. The equipment never failed. I got everything done and I had time at the end of the day. I was learning a principle of abad, worship while I work. This month we need to stand firm and know the Lion of Judah will roar. Too many of us got defeated in the last 6 months by watching the world instead of watching the King of Glory. If we keep our eyes fixed on the Lord, we will see him roar at structures that he does not want to be there. You know what? If we give them to him, he'll deal with them. But too many of us are still holding on to them like they're ours. Is there a scripture that says the earth is the Lord's footstool? I'm glad I have some Bible scholars here. Yes. You know what that means? It's the place his feet rest. It's not the place he dwells. And too many of us think it's the only place. If we put our head where he is, he'll show us the strategy to move our feet so we can make this place a better footstool for him. By the way, he's waiting for us before he comes back. So if you got another theology, see me afterwards and I'll show you in Scripture. Aviv is the time when redemptive prophecy begins to manifest. Redemptive prophecy. I think redemption was one of the five words. Was it one of the five words? No. It's one of my five words. Replevin is one of my five words, and I know that was the fifth word. But we need to begin to look at those prophetic words. Last night the Lord told us to don't make him blow the dust off our book of life in heaven. You know what that means? You have a book in the throne room, and you should be asking him to open it so he can reveal to you what is written about you. There's no sin in that book. And last night he said, don't make me blow the dust off your book. So start asking him. That's part of your redemptive prophecy, is what he has spoken over you before he created the heavens and the earth, he wants to do for you. Any of your redemptive prophetic words that did not occur in the last season, you begin to decree they start manifesting this month. Our prophetic journal is about that thick. That's the words we have confirmation of that should be in that journal on our lives. And I take it out and I read it and I declare it. There's a couple in there from 1983, parts of which have come to pass, but I'm declaring them to come into reality now. Why? Because earth has to agree with heaven for heaven to be done and established in the earth. Take your prophetic words off the shelf. Remind yourself what God has spoken and remind yourself what he's saying to you. Listen carefully in worship. Last Friday night in worship, he released 7 new anointings to the body of Christ in this region. Aviv is also a time of annual renewal of God's creative power. When he renews his creative power, it means you and I can advance. It is spring. Our flowers are popping up. Our crocuses are breaking open. Lord, hold back the frost. Aviv is actually the stage of a growth of seed where it's expanded to the place where it's about to break open. That's what this season is. We're on the precipice of breakout and breakthrough. Once that seed burst, then the cycle of fruitfulness begins. Once that seed begins, now it's germinating, and by harvest time, it will have produced its fruit. Learn to pray over your seed this month and every month. When you place an offering, whether it's online or in the basket or whether you mail it in, pray over it and put a draw on the Lord for what it is you're believing him to do that he said he would do for you. Not give me a pink Cadillac if he never told you he's giving you a pink Cadillac. It's not name it and claim it. But what he has said he would do, he wants you to come into agreement with. So when we sow, and when we sow tonight, there will be a claim on this. It will be for someone's salvation. Radically transformed, gift-wrapped in glory, filled with the Spirit and knowledgeable of the Word so that they're dangerous to darkness. Oh, wait a minute. That's not a mamby-pamby prayer. Put a claim on your seed and watch the Lord bring it to fruitfulness. In order to do that, I have to take every form of murmuring, complaining, and gossiping out of my mouth, out of my heart, out of my soul, because that will attach itself to my seed. And the Lord, in case you haven't realized, it doesn't bring a cucumber out of a watermelon or a bean out of a tomato. He knows what's the seed supposed to bring. And if my mouth is saying one thing and asking him to do another, my heart and my mind have to be in the same place. Aviv is also the time when kings go to war. So make sure you are where you are called to be this year. We will see shifts in leadership beginning this month. Don't be surprised by what the Lord does. As the first month of the Hebrew cycle of feasts, Aviv is our Passover month until we fully cross over into what Father has for us. So at Passover this month, we will be fully into 5781. That's where the two calendars become one again until Rosh Hashanah in the fall when 5782 starts. Specifically, we will speak about Passover in 2 weeks as we prepare to celebrate Passover 5781. Passover is a time to remember the victory of the Lord. It's celebrated in family so we can remember and tell the generations what the Lord has done. That was the command that he gave to the fathers. Moms, if there's not a dad in the house, pick up the mantle till the Lord brings a dad into the house who is godly. That's a prophetic word. Stop looking for a man. Look for God's man. Passover is a time when we remember the Lord's victory. We can press through the narrow places that have tried to constrain us and squeeze us. As you do, keep pressing and declare your freedom from captivity and allow Holy Spirit to show you your next assignment. Don't just say, I've made it through. I won't be through until my last breath is with him. I don't know when that is. I'm hoping I'm going to see five generations of my lineage on the earth. Right now, Casey and I are the oldest of my side of the family. So we got three generations. I'm hoping to see two more. I mean, that's the legacy I believe God wants to lead through his sons and daughters, is that we will be able to tell our children's 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 children how good he is. This month is a time to decree, let me go so I may worship. That's how we're going to end my message. We will decree, let me go so I may worship. And some of you are going, hurry up. I learned a long time ago from Ron, don't hurry the word of the Lord. Appropriate to Passover, the month of Aviv is associated with constellation Aries, which is the lamb or the ram. The prevalent constellation over Israel this month is the ram, the lamb. It's interesting, as I got home from the prayer meeting last night, it was frigid, but it was so clear and crisp. I could see more of the sky than normally you can in Rochester, New York. You know, it's highly probable Abraham took Isaac to Mount Moriah on the 14th of Aviv. Remember, he was going to sacrifice his only begotten son. And when he got there, Isaac, literally being 33 years old, helped his father, who was 133, put him on the altar. And he said, hey, Dad, where's the sacrifice? And there was a ram. Perhaps it was Aries. There was a ram caught in the thicket. It's interesting when you allow your mind to think of all the things the Lord has hidden in Scripture, what may have been. Jesus went to the cross for you and me on Aviv 14. The heavens really do declare the glory of God. Aviv is connected with the Hebrew letter He. When you pronounce hey, it's it sounds like the wind passing through my screens when I washed the windows the other day. As soon as I got finished, we had that lightning storm and the driving winds, and all the ladies know what I'm talking about. Can't even tell I washed the windows. Hey pictures wind, breath, or praise. It's the fifth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And it's associated with our power of being, or our ability to have self-expression. In this decade of pay where the words of our mouth are important, we're in the month where our self-expression is important. Your speech provides the ability to express your deepest feelings and insights. In this month, in the pay year, be sure your words are always surrounded with thanksgiving for the grace and the mercy that Father has extended to us. Let your words release life. I have the choice. I can let my words release death, in which case I have to repent and call them back, put them under the blood of the cross, or I can let them release life, in which case everyone can flourish under those words. What would happen if everyone in the body of Christ in Rochester, in the surrounding counties, began to release words of life over our neighborhoods? All of a sudden, we would see awakening, because people would walk out into the reality that God loves them. As you search the scriptures, you find Aviv is the month of redemption. It's the month of the beginning of miracles. How many of you want to see miracles? Father wants to release miracles through you. It's the month of the beginning of miracles, and the month which sets the course for your future. It's just like today was December 31st in the Greco-Roman calendar, And at sunset tonight, it will be January 1st. Only it's Adar 30, and we're moving into Aviv 1 as we begin worship tonight. Just as when the Israelites left Egypt, Aviv is the month to put your best foot forward and joyfully enter into where the Lord is leading you this year. Today begins your year in the cycle of feasts. Guys, in 14 days, the first appointed feast where the Lord says, I want all men to come, will be. Today's our walk toward that. That's what Passover is. So let's do it. Let's worship. Let's stand up. I want to make two decrees or declarations over you for the month of Aviv. I want to release two of the blessings of this month over you. And then we're going to declare, let me go so I may worship. Will the worship team come up and get in your battle stations? As we prepare to do this, if the Lord gives you prophetic revelation or scriptures to share or something you feel needs to be shared with the congregation, please see Pastor Valerie, Pastor Casey, or myself. And we will release you to the mic to bless everyone with the revelation the Lord has given you. So I want to start by releasing two blessings for this month over you. I decree your righteous position before Father's throne as his sons and daughters will increase the authority of his grace in your voice this month. I decree his word over your life will return to him victorious. Father, I decree your voice shall be heard through the mouths of your sons and daughters at Shepherd's Heart Christian Fellowship this month and over all of those who are watching us on the web and all of those who will watch it in review. I decree it will be your voice heard through their mouths, Father. There will be a roar of worship and the sound of their voice will carry your apostolic grace, releasing the winds of change to blow through their spheres of influence and bring life to dry bones. Father, I say this month, let their voice activate miracles in the earth realm. Let their voice activate healing grace in the earth realm. Let their voice activate redemption of souls in the earth realm. Now, are you ready to decree? Let me go so I may worship. Let me go so I may worship. I will send you out at the end of worship.